2022学年度第二次学生学习能力诊断练习初三英语听力部分现在开始。 A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Tom and Lucy are planting trees happily.
Tom and Lucy are planting trees happily.
2. Jerry had to lie in bed because he had a bad cold.
Jerry had to lie in bed because he had a bad cold.
3. Look, Jenny is making sandcastles on the beach with her friend.
Look, Jenny is making sandcastles on the beach with her friend.
4. Nowadays, it's popular for people to have online meetings at home.
Nowadays, it's popular for people to have online meetings at home.
5. Mary's favorite indoor activity is reading storybooks with her parents.
Mary's favorite indoor activity is reading storybooks with her parents.
2. Listen to the dialogues and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. The sun is shining outside. Shall we have a barbecue in the garden if it's still sunny tomorrow?
But the weatherman says it's going to rain.
Question. What's the weather like now? The sun is shining outside. Shall we have a barbecue in the garden if it's still sunny tomorrow?
But the weatherman says it's going to rain.
Question. What's the weather like now?
Seven. What's wrong with you, Mike? Are you okay?
Well, my bike was broken and I fell down on my way to school.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Question. How did Mike go to school today?
What's wrong with you, Mike? Are you okay?
Well, my bike was broken and I fell down on my way to school.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Question. How did Mike go to school today? 8. May I help you?
I bought a yellow dress for my daughter yesterday, but she doesn't like the color. Can I change it for a pink one?
Let me check the dress first. Okay, no problem. I will get you a pink dress.
Thank you very much.
Question. Where did this dialogue most probably take place? May I help you?
I bought a yellow dress for my daughter yesterday, but she doesn't like the color. Can I change it for a pink one?
Let me check the dress first. Okay, no problem. I will get you a pink dress.
Thank you very much.
Question. Where did this dialogue most probably take place?
Nine. Tomorrow is Alice's birthday. I would like to buy a watch for her. What about you, Tom?
I plan to buy a book because she loves reading. By the way, Sam will buy a chocolate cake because that's her favorite food. Question. What are you talking about?
Tomorrow is Alice's birthday. I would like to buy a watch for her. What about you, Tom?
I plan to buy a book because she loves reading. By the way, Sam will buy a chocolate cake because that's her favorite food. Question. What are they talking about? The final swimming competition is coming very soon.
Oh no, I'm not ready yet.
Question. How does the woman sound? The final swimming competition is coming very soon.
Oh no, I'm not ready yet.
Question. How does the woman sound? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Hello, my name is Tony. I'm very glad to share my story with you. Last summer, I had the most amazing experience of my life.My dad's an engineer who works with green technology, and he was sent by the university he works for to a small town. As it was a school holiday, he decided to take me with him. At first, I wasn't too keen. What could I do in a country where I couldn't even speak the language? He told me that,The town was an example of how people could live without destroying the environment. I began to take an interest in the trip, so I did some research. I found out that the town was founded in 1971 by a group of scientists and artists. It seemed to take forever, but finally, when we arrived, I was amazed by how green it was.And my dad explained that they had planted millions of trees and created a whole new forest. I was beginning to like this place.
Hello, my name is Tony. I'm very glad to share my story with you. Last summer, I had the most amazing experience of my life.My dad is an engineer who works with green technology, and he was sent by the university he works for to a small town. As it was the school holiday, he decided to take me with him. At first, I wasn't too keen. What could I do in a country where I couldn't even speak the language? He told me that.The town was an example of how people could live without destroying the environment. I began to take an interest in the trip, so I did some research. I found out that the town was founded in 1971 by a group of scientists and artists. It seemed to take forever, but finally, when we arrived,I was amazed by how green it was, and my dad explained that they had planted millions of trees and created a whole new forest. I was beginning to like this place.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，用听到的单词完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
No matter how far you've traveled, there is always something special about coming home. It might be your own bed or your mom's dishes that might make you feel so happy and comfortable there. Homesickness is something almost everyone suffers from. It's something you learn to deal with better as you grow older.From your first weekend away with school or a youth group, to a week-long holiday with friends, to moving out to university, it becomes ever easier. Although I'm used to traveling and living away from home, I always find I look forward to going home about a week before it's time. Some tips to help with homesickness.Focus on what you are doing and where you are. Remember that you will probably arrive home. Just do what you are doing right now. Think about all the good differences from home. You might not be able to afford your favorite foods in a restaurant, but this will force you to try new dishes or learn to cook new meals. Your new town may not be familiar, butPerhaps it's more beautiful, has more shops, and although you'll miss friends and family, distance gives you the chance to appreciate the relationships you truly value.
No matter how far you've traveled, there's always something special about coming home.It might be your own bed or your mom's dishes that might make you feel so happy and comfortable there. Homesickness is something that almost everyone suffers from. It's something you learn to deal with better as you grow older, from your first weekend away with school or a youth group, to a week-long holiday with friends,To moving out to university, it becomes ever easier. Although I'm used to traveling and living away from home, I always find I look forward to going home about a week before it's time. Some tips to help with homesickness. Focus on what you're doing and where you are.Remember that you'll probably arrive home. Just do what you are doing right now. Think about all the good differences from home. You might not be able to afford your favorite foods in a restaurant, but this will force you to try new dishes or learn to cook new meals. Your new town may not be familiar, but perhaps it's more beautiful, has more shops.And although you miss friends and family, distance gives you the chance to appreciate the relationships you truly value.
Listening 部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。